The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, good evening. Today is April 8th, 2018. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana, where spring is trying to sprung again. The birds are back and all, but we'll see if they stay. We had more snow this week here, which was interesting, almost another 6.5 inches, but it's supposed to warm back up again. Anyway, join us in the chat room and onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth is in the control room trying to sleep as usual, but you can call on and wake him up. The number is 1-800-313-9443. The phone lines will be open. And starting off today's show here, I'd like to do a friendly reminder here that a government is the most dangerous threat to man's rights. It holds a legal monopoly on the use of physical force against legally disarmed victims. Sorry. And that was a quote by Ayn Rand. Tonight we have a special guest, James H. Fetzer, a PhD. Personally, I have followed Mr. Fetzer for many years, starting on Veterans Today, where I use the so-called pseudonym of Major William Martin, which was after a British war show, The Man Who Never Was. And I had Google and those guys after posting a few things about banks and what they were doing to America. Google destroyed my account, so I had to come out with another one, so I just went back to my real original name there. But anyway, Mr. Fetzer and I have been kind of talking back and forth on email, and I wanted to kind of, I've been watching a lot of his videos on the Parkland shooting, as well as other shootings, and I wanted to kind of highlight that. So, Mr. Fetzer, welcome to the show tonight.
Okay, thanks so much. Was that quote with which you began, was that Joe Kennedy talking about Adolf Hitler?
No, that was the original clip that you're, the first portion of the show, that was an original clip from a U.S. news a journalist that was in Germany at the time, quoting the fact that whatever we were being told was basically a lie, because we know that before the boycott, when Judea boycotted Germany after they dropped the Versailles Treaty, that Germany was so prosperous. Hitler had put millions to work, built the Autobahn, all the rail system, all that. And, of course, Germany was blossoming. Of course, it had its pride, its nationalism, its culture, all back, restored. And, of course, that's what they wanted to destroy. And that's why I believe, even with Trump, even those that like to believe in what Trump's original purpose was and make America great again, that is why they called him or compared him so much to Adolf Hitler's, because they did not want people to see what America could be in its restored condition of our pride, culture, all of that. Do you understand how that goes?
Yeah. I think you're basically right. Hitler completely reconstructed Germany after World War II. It was devastating. Treaty of Versailles was so grossly inequitable, and they were punished massively, overwhelmingly disproportionate. I also wanted to mention about your Ayn Rand quote. In fact, in 2008, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that the Second Amendment's guarantee of the right to bear arms pertains to individuals, not, as some have said, to militia. I mean, The founding fathers were envisioning the entire citizen population as a potential militia to resist tyranny, where they also concluded that the Second Amendment's prefatory clause, a well-regulated militia be necessary to the security of a free state, may include the citizen's right to bear military weapons, because today's military has sophisticated weapons that governments didn't have in the 18th century. And I would also add, Keith, that we have some very stupendously dumb attitudes going on around the country about gun control. If anyone wants to see the benefits of gun control, just look to Chicago, because yeah. Chicago has among the most stringent gun control laws in the country, but also among the highest gun violence and homicide rates in the country. And get this. Back in December of just of 2017, that's not so long ago, a Cook County commissioner asked the UN to send troops in to quell Chicago's violence. I mean, this was completely absurd. This is Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin bypassing due process in the chain of command. I mean, there's a whole list of issues that could have taken place if the police were overwhelmed and unable to contain the epidemic. The mayor could declare martial law. If that didn't work, the state could send in the National Guard. If the National Guard were unable, the governor could ask for help from the federal government. For this guy to call in the UN is simply absurd. All they've got to do is get rid of their gun control laws, and because the concealed carry will make up the difference, the gun rate will drop precipitously. In fact, we know from all kinds of studies, Keith, that the greater the proportion of guns in a community, the lower the crime rate. In fact, internationally, you can see it in graphs that demonstrate that the countries with the highest rate of gun ownership, such as in North America, the United States, and Canada, have among the lowest homicide rates. Other regions like Latin America, South America, Brazil, for example, have very low gun ownership rates, but very high homicide rates. Africa, the same. Low gun ownership, high homicide rates. In fact, in the UK, where they banned guns, they now have an epidemic of knife attacks. They don't know what to do with the police. The bobbies are simply overwhelmed.
Right. Well, you know, that's the... I think that's the premise of why I wanted to have you on the show tonight here, is because we're seeing all these staged, and I believe they are staged, shootings and such. But hey, before I do that, though, I wanted to say something in reference to a video I was watching last night, and where you were talking, I forget who the guy you were talking to, forgive me, but anyway, you were talking about the different scenes from Auschwitz and stuff, and I was wondering, have you ever seen the one photo of a bunch of alleged Jews that were stacked like they were just loaded off of a truck, stacked on top of each other?
Well, there are plenty of those photographs. When I grew up, I was I went to junior high and high school in South Pasadena. They used to have a free kid show on Saturday at the Rialto Theater, and they'd run those newsreels with the stacks of bodies. But that wasn't from the camps. Those camps were labor camps. It was from the Eastern Front and so forth, where there were these huge pits where they had stacks of naked bodies that, you know, I mean, well, there were lots of horrors of World War II.
Yeah, that was a premise, because in listening to David Irvin for quite a few years, we're back to the Rhine camps, where systematically over a million Germans were starved to death. And, of course, it has never been allowed to even research that area to look for bones or anything like that. And I was wondering, I mean, from my viewpoint, if in fact a lot of those bodies were used as the so-called propaganda of being brought into the camps and then claimed that they were some way Jewish.
Well, Robert Forrasson has been quite brilliant on this. He's got a piece entitled Against Hollywoodism, Revisionism, where he talks about how at the end of World War II, they brought in a Hollywood director, and that he was given, you know, a staggering amount of footage, and then he edited it down to present to the Nuremberg Tribunal what was supposed to be a photographic indictment of the Germans for genocide against the Jews. However, as Thomas Dalton in his book, The Holocaust Debate, has observed, there has never been any production of any documentation that would support it. There's no indication that the Hitler was pursuing an extermination policy against the Jews. My own research has revealed that the stories about 6 million Jews in dire straits or fear of loss of their lives were present in the international media beginning in 1890, and there were 236 before the Nuremberg Tribunal. So that this was all, you know, not a matter of historical record. It didn't have any scientific or evidential support. It was based in theology, it turns out. There's a disputed passage in Leviticus that's been interpreted as meaning that the chosen people can return to the promised land only when there are minus 6 million who have been consumed in the flames. But Keith, even that requires interpolation because there was no word in the original Hebrew for 6 million. The International Right. Committee of the Red Cross was keeping meticulous records from all of the camps. They were tracking the age, the sex, the ethnicity, the religion of everyone who died in the camps, as well as, of course, their cause of death. And in 1996, they recalibrated their numbers and came up with a total of 296,081 who had died from all causes in these camps, none of whom had died from being put to death in a gas chamber. And in fact, they were using Zyklon B as it to delouse the prisoners, to kill body lice, to prevent the spread of dysentery and typhus. They wanted to keep them in good health for the obvious reason you can't get work out of a corpse.
Well, that's right. I mean, remember, Germany was fighting a two-front war, and it needed that slave labor.
That's right. They needed the labor. That's why they were set up near munitions factories, armaments, you know, manufacturing locations and all that. I mean, this whole thing is a monstrous deception. I had my first book on Amazon.com. My first book in a recent period when I've been turning my attention to all of these events from 2015 on, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook was banned after a month when it had sold nearly 500 copies. I brought together 13 experts, including 6 current or retired PhD college professors. We demonstrated beyond any doubt the school had been closed by 2008. There were no students there. It was done to promote gun control. One of the contributors, Dr. Ewan, who maintains her Fellowship of the Mind website, had already published 80 articles about Sandy Hook. I myself had already published 30 before I edited the best of the best for the book. Now, I was contacted by First Edition claiming they wanted to do an interview with me about our research on Sandy Hook, but I had to do a pre-interview interview. And I found myself in a basement operation at Langley. I'm convinced that's what it was. The background noise and so forth is consistent, where I was subjected to a grilling by a professional interrogator asking, you know, no pleasantries, no introduction. What have I got? You know, and I'd explaining, well, you know, we've got all this evidence that it was a FEMA drill, a two-day event. We have all the evidence that they had a sign that said, everyone must check in
and right.
Eat bottled water at the firehouse. You know, I go through this list, Keith, and then all the evidence we had for the second day that there was no surge of EMTs into the school, no string of ambulances to rush the little bodies off to hospitals where they could be pronounced dead or alive. The parents weren't even allowed to see the kids. Now, the medical examiner at the time claimed that was to spare them trauma. But as a father myself, there's no force on earth. If I'd been told one of my children were dead, they could keep me from seeing the body. But in this case, it was very appropriate because the children only existed in photographs, Keith. They made up the kids out of photographs of older kids when they were younger. We proved this for Noah Posner, who is the most interesting of the lot, because he not only died in Newtown on 14 December 2012, but again in Pakistan on 16 December 2014. He had 100 hours, his father, Lenny Posner, had 100 hours of conversation with Kelly Watt, who's a very astute student of Sandy Hook, who told him she didn't believe he had a son, didn't believe he died, wanted some proof. He inadvisedly, no doubt, Keith, sent her a death certificate that turned out to be a fabrication. It was the bottom half of a real death certificate, the top half of a fake. didn't have a file number, had the wrong estimated time of death at 11 a.m. when the shooting officially took place between 9:35 and 9:40. Now, needless to say, if he'd actually had a son who had died, he would have had a real death certificate, not a fake one. And now Wolfgang Halbig, with whom I have traveled to Newtown together, where we spoke to the Newtown school board, and because we had established that the school was loaded with asbestos and other biohazards damaged by a hurricane, I've since learned that there was a major flood in 2007. I asked the school board members, when did they notify the parents that their children were attending school in a toxic waste dump? But now Wolfgang has come up with a photograph of eight of the Sandy Hook girls looking real perky, real cute, alive and well, juxtaposed with their photographs when they were kids. We've got all of this. You know, this sort of thing is in our latest work. I did the one called How to Spot a False Flag, Keith, where I go through 10 or 12 of these in detail. It runs about 2 hours and 15 minutes. You can find it on YouTube, but it's going to be moved to Vimeo when the YouTube gets around to taking it down, because they've been taking down.
Right. They've been taking everything down. Yeah. Even one of my shows was just recently labeled as hate speech that one of my friends had posted there. But I had one question for you, though. You had a list there of Marilyn where you had broken down the timelines and stuff. And I thought that was really interesting, the amount of detail that went into that. And the only thing I would have questioned is when anyone says that they held back EMT or EMS workers, is the fact that at what time was that procured, I guess, in that timeline? Because being in the fire crew over here, usually until the police secure a scene, they do hold back fire and ambulance and stuff. Until the cops can go in there and secure the scene.
Keith, this is before the police even got there, although they got there with preternatural speed because they were running the whole bloody thing. I'm telling
you. Right.
I've got 50 photographs of them furnishing an empty house to serve as the Autumn Lawns residence. And it's easy when you look at the photographs to tell, because there's nothing on the walls. There are no paintings, no photographs, no nothing on the walls anywhere. We have 50 more of them refurbishing the school to serve as a prop. And one is a classic, because you have the SWAT team or the crime scene vehicle is already there. But when you look over the top of the roof, you can see the string of four windows in classroom 10 that are undamaged. That's significant, because after the event, they'd be shot out. So this is clearly before the event. The flag is at full mast. You come down, and just to the right, you see a familiar figure leaning against the wall with his arms folded, awaiting the arrival of his portable mortuary tent, Wayne Carver. And get this, Keith, there's crime scene tape up for a crime that is yet to be committed. We also have photographs before and after of Classroom 10. We have photographs of the perps drilling holes in the window frame to simulate bullet holes that were not made by real bullets. And we have another with pink rods extending at exactly a 45-degree angle to the window pane and parallel to one another. Now, I, as a Marine Corps officer, supervised 15 DIs and 300 recruits going through the training cycle, including marksmanship training, and I'm telling you, no one with any familiarity with firearms would be taken in. This was a fantasy scenario. They didn't do it well enough to get it right.
Well, that's kind of like the Las Vegas alleged shooting down there, and where the coroner, when he finally released the autopsies, he didn't put the names on them.
Well, work the other way around. That's an interesting long story. We've done a lot of work on the obituaries, which you may recall were published in USA Today. So I have a couple of brilliant people, you know, among my many collaborators. Mona Alexis Presley has been tracking the obituaries and found that they're based on people who died in different states or on different dates or from different causes of death. And I have three or four blogs about this at my blog at jamesfetzer.blogspot.com. In fact, coincidentally, today I'm editing the book about Las Vegas that will soon be in the library of moonrockabooks.com. But get this. The coroner shut down his office just at the point that everyone wanted to have death certificates and autopsy reports. He shut it down because he didn't have any. A Freedom of Information Act request coming from a local publication, I think it's called the Las Vegas Review, went to a judge who ordered the coroner to release him. Well, he hesitated. Then he scrounged up 58 autopsy reports from all over the country, took off their names and their file numbers. They don't have any ballistics or histology or toxicology.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what, Jane, hold on right there, okay? We got a break coming up here, and I don't want to skip this one here. So we'll be right back there with James Fetzer here, 1-800-313-9443.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. We're currently talking with James H. Fetzer, who I believe is in Oregon, down the Oregon Trail over there. And we were discussing the recent shootings in Parkland, as well as up there in Sandy Hook, or Sandy Crook, whatever you want to call it, and as well as Las Vegas, which is my hometown. But we're also discussing the difference in the releases of autopsy reports and names that were omitted, and that's where we left off. And James, can you pick up from that area there about the research you were doing?
Yeah, I want to make two or three points, actually, Keith, to tie some loose ends together. I started to explain how Robert Forasson has this brilliant article about how they, you know, stack the deck to make it look as though Hitler had been exterminating the Jews. Well, that is included along with a chapter by Thomas Dalton, as well as a chapter by Nick Kullerstern, who has a brilliant new book called Breaking the Spell, as well as a chapter by me in And I suppose we didn't go to the moon either, where I have four chapters on the moon landing, four about the death and replacement of Paul McCartney, two about the first death of Saddam Hussein, two about the second death of Osama bin Laden, four about the Holocaust. And that book went up in 2015, but it was taken down in 2017 when the ADL asked Jeff Bezos to get rid of any books that discuss the Holocaust critically. And he took out over 200 books, including my second book there. I mean, it was disgusting beyond belief. Now, the point I was making here about Sandy Hook is we found out how they created the kids by using photographs of older kids when they were younger. All of the kids who allegedly died were fictional. They didn't really die. And as I was observing, Wolfgang Halbig has a photograph of eight of the Sandy Hook girls juxtaposed with the photographs of them as decedents from the shooting. And I want to mention for everyone, they're a wonderful resource at their disposal. Right now on YouTube, they can pick up How to Spot a False Flag. How to Spot a False Flag, okay? I did that only about a week ago. I discussed 10 or 12 examples. I discussed Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Charlottesville, Las Vegas, Parkland, JFK, 9/11. There's a lot of great stuff there. Now, take the link and go to a YouTube downloader. There's one called Fastest YouTube Downloader. Put it in 5 minutes, they'll have a copy on their desk that YouTube cannot take. And they can study that on their leisure. You'll see all the photographs I'm talking about. You'll see the one of Wolfgang has with the eight girls and so forth. And you'll understand what's going on here. So, yes, I just wanted to mention that, Keith, so people can actually acquire for themselves a repository of critiques where I just take out a couple of salient features about each of those and explain how they prove that the whole thing is fraudulent.
Right. Okay. I have another bottom of the hour break coming up here in a few minutes. So during the break there, I'd ask you a question there. And this bothers me because I've been in ham radio for 40 years. And most of my friends are all ex-military, where they came out, they were radio operators and such. And looking at the world today and listening to, say, our morning chat groups that we have on shortwave, a lot of these veterans are talking nowadays. And with the news of the Big Brother is watching you, and as we discuss basically the separation from veterans today and everything, the government watching every platform, whether it's tweets, Facebook, YouTube, whatever like that, this to me seems like it's more of a scrutiny to get people to shut up, to put them into fear, just like the NSA is watching and recording everything you're doing. So in lieu of that, I asked you the question during the break there of you as former military and others that I talked to, what do you think of today when you went to war allegedly fighting for our freedoms and stuff? I mean, what does that do to the mental psyche of the veteran today?
Well, it's completely disgusting. It's unconstitutional, undemocratic, un-American. If it means anything to be American, it's the right to criticize your government. Now you have YouTube and the social media going like a bulldozer to take all the YouTubes. I've had hundreds of YouTubes taken down. I've had a whole channel that was devoted to putting my stuff up taken down. I did a last interview with Richie Allen, who has a world famous talk show out of Ireland across the continent, after we did an interview about Parkland. He was taken out. Mike Adams, Natural News, had one of the biggest, largest presence on the internet. He was taken out, over 1,700 videos and more.
Okay, James.
It's completely outrageous, Keith, because now right. The social media is taking a political stand and dictating the truth.
Okay, James, my break is here, so we'll continue right after the break here, okay? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Frustrations. You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana, here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're talking with Jim Fetzer. And, Jim, you were finalizing what you were saying there about the fact of being in the military and then having to look at the country now. And when I read stories of the Veterans Administration and 307,000 dead veterans that have been that have died basically due to neglect, it's no different than our current news right now. What we hear, like this alleged chemical thing in Syria, to where those veterans down in Nam and stuff had to fight through all the defoliants and other chemicals that were sprayed on the forest and stuff down there, and then years later have sat there and had to slowly eke their way through life, dying internally from the different cancers and stuff. this alleged terrorism that we're fraught with today, that it seems like the government today is actually killing more people, either through FDA-approved drugs, devices, and all that stuff. And I guess to summarize that, is this what you thought as a young teen that enlisting in the military, that this was going to be the country that you would fight for later? You know,
well, I was in the Navy regular program, which meant that the government paid for 4 years of college in return for my accepting a commission in the Navy or the Marine Corps. I chose the Marine Corps and serving for a minimum of 4 years as a regular officer, which I did. Was in the Far East on training ops, but I was in from 62 to 66. So after I did 13 months in the Far East with training ops and several in Japan, Korea, Formosa, Philippines, and so forth, it was when I returned to the U.S. that they assigned me to the recruit depot in San Diego, and I became a series commander with the 15 DIs and 300 recruits through the training cycle. The second year, they moved me up to regimental headquarters to revise the training program. So instead of training 8,000 in 11 weeks, we could train 11,000 in 8 weeks using the same facilities. And then I resigned my commission as a captain to enter graduate school and earn a PhD in the history and the philosophy of science. I had my first academic position in 1970, the beginning of a 35-year career, offering courses principally in logic, critical thinking, and scientific reasoning, where I retired in 2006 and actually moved to Madison, where I'm in a small village by the name of Oregon, Keith, so I'm not actually out there near you.
Yeah, well...
10 miles south of Madison, Wisconsin. And the fact of the matter is, everything you're talking about is a complete betrayal of the United States, of our veterans especially. We promise them lifetime medical care, but we don't deliver. It's like many of our other agreements. We entered a solemn agreement with the Soviet Union. This was between Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev that was negotiated by Lee Wonta, whom I happen to know personally. Yeah. And we agreed that we would not encroach on the Eastern Bloc countries that were now going to become sovereign, that we wouldn't attempt to make them NATO nations, we wouldn't seek to militarize them. That all was violated grossly, beginning with Bill Clinton, who began the encroachment. And now, of course, we have these weapon systems all along the Russian border, which we claim are to protect from Iran, but that's just nonsense. That's poppycock. That's just another cover story. And I said, well, the United States cannot adhere to the solemn agreements it made with the Soviet Union then. It should come as no surprise that Trump wants to abandon the nuclear deal with Iran, even though Iran gave up its nuclear program in 1993. In 2003, when Saddam was taken out, they'd only developed nukes because they'd heard from Dick Cheney, Scooter Libby, Condoleezza Rice that Saddam had nukes. And they figure, well, Saddam has nukes, we better have nukes too. When he was taken out, they abandoned the program. Our own intel agencies concluded that they were no longer pursuing nukes in 2007, reaffirmed it in 2011. Even the Mossad came aboard in 2012.
That's right.
Iran was not pursuing nuclear weapons just weeks before Bibi Netanyahu went to the United Nations and declared precisely the opposite. The United States is not a trustworthy partner in international affairs. We don't respect international law. We claim we're doing these things to promote freedom and democracy, without informing the American people that Bashar al-Assad, for example, is a democratically elected president of Syria.
He's also a doctor.
We deposed the democratic government of Iran back in 1953, for God's sake.
Yeah, and again, Dr. Assad, he's a doctor there, and that's the do no harm, and you're supposed to sit there and say that this guy's out gassing his own Alawite supporters.
It's ridiculous, you know? Keith. It is so ridiculous beyond belief. In fact, they've done this repeatedly in the past, and after the 2013 attack, Russia produced a 50-page dossier, showed that Assad had nothing to do with it. It was done by the rebels. It was either Hillary using gas supplies from Gaddafi in Libya, where she'd been responsible for the slaughter there, or Bandar Bush from Saudi Arabia, who is such a close member of the Bush family, that provided the weapons. But the fact is, Assad gave up all of his chemical weapons and his ability to manufacture them.
That's right, 2013.
More recent attacks, they're complete and total bullshit, Keith.
Yeah, well, the photos being released right now on the web there shows that the chlorine right now is from a German maker that have been retrieved from those sites. But it's the same premise, though. And that's why I like, you know, they always say that, you know, that, well, you might sound anti-American or something like that, but it's not, you know, I have no problem with America. It's this this fascist government that allegedly what World War II was fought against, you know. But the...
Look, Keith, since JFK was taken out, we had a succession of presidents who would never have held that office but for his demise. Lyndon Johnson, who was a principal in taking out JFK. Then we had Richard Nixon, who'd been at the Murchison home the night before the ratification meeting to go forward with the assassination. Then Gerald Ford, who was J. Edgar's man on the Warren Commission. And then we had Jimmy Carter, who, in my opinion, was a good and decent man. But then right. We had Ronald Reagan, where after the shooting, he got the message to let George do it. He was actually shot by a Secret Service agent with a flechette when he pushed him into the vehicle, not by Hinckley. He was another distraction, just as Sirhan Sirhan, just as Lee Oswald, who was also framed. It turns out we've been able to prove Lee Oswald was standing in the doorway of the book depository at the time the motorcade went by, which means he cannot have, not only cannot have been the lone demented gunman, he cannot have even been one of the shooters, of whom I've identified six, and there may be as many as two more.
Yeah, I was going to say there when I was in my 20s, when I was watching this Oliver North stuff unfold there from the Contras, yeah. that's when I actually, you know, I was never politically awake, I would venture to say that, but I missed out on a lot of schooling and stuff from what had happened to me in my youth and everything. And so today I always joke about that I learned social studies and geography by who the United States is bombing. But the fact is, though, is, in listening to the Contras trial and all these different events that led up to this, and even Ronald Reagan and his, well, I guess I'm a freedom fighter too. And the use of this word freedom fighter is not like right. what we would see from the French and the underground, where they went out blowing up tunnels and whatever like that to fight the occupation. And then we have the U.S. misnaming the so-called insurgents, who are actually freedom fighters because they were fighting the illegal occupation of their land.
That's right. When you see
a U.S. soldier that's blown up, his legs blown off and stuff like that, we're all supposed to feel sorry for him and everything like that. But in fact, they were an occupying force that was there illegally, didn't even have U.N. approval. And you know, it was like the Iraqi underground.
You're 100% spot on, Keith. One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. I mean, these people are defending their nation against lawless invaders. That's including the USA. I love my country, but I despise the liars and cheats who are abusing it. I cannot stand corrupt administrations, and I want to get rid of them and prosecute them to the full extent of the law. It's not my country, right or wrong. It's my country, and I'm damn well going to criticize when it's wrong and do everything I can to get it back on the right.
Right. Well, that's like I say, if you're not on the Homeland Security's watch list, you're doing something wrong. But anyway, I was doing Twitter last night, which I normally do like that. I like to try to piss off as many people as I can like that. But I was doing some flashbacks last night, and my Twitter account started screwing up right after I started doing these, which is normal like that. Usually the words get reworded and stuff later on. But anyway, one of my tweets was, flashback, and then of course it says North Korea security forces disappeared over 7,000 people, and then I put, wait, sorry, crap, that was the police in Chicago, my bad. And of course this goes on talking about Haman Square, how it was revealed that they have basically disappeared 7,000 people that were in detention there. And it's the same thing whenever you hear about North Korea or anyone else, like I'll give you this for when you hear about, well, look at how socialism works down there in Venezuela. Look at all the starving people. Yeah, well, this is no different than when the United States placed sanctions on Iraq and 500,000 children died. Right. People starve when you can't sell the oil, which is what funded their free health care, their free schooling. And then one of my veteran friends told me that one of his primary jobs over there in his three tours in Iraq was to go to the schools to plant the Western propaganda about how great the West was in the schools.
Right. And you're talking about effects for which the United States is responsible as the cause. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just absurd how much we have interfered in the activities of other nations. We performed assassination and coups in over 80 nations since the CIA was founded, which Harry Truman regarded in retrospect as the greatest mistake of his administration.
Yeah, the ID Times in California says it's 82 countries at the United States. And that goes along with John Perkins, The Economic Hitman.
Yeah, that's a brilliant book.
Yeah, you know, it's like, how do I say this? Years ago when, like I say, as I started to get into this so-called movement there, I started contacting people, and one of them was Noam Chomsky, and I found his email address. It took some while, but I actually found his email address, and I started emailing him back and forth, and I don't know how many emails we exchanged there, but Noam went on to tell me there that the Guatemalan genocide was from Israeli arms. The Rwanda genocide was from Israeli arms, and the militants all trained at the School of Americas. And now we see this over in Miramar, where the Israeli papers clearly state that they're the ones sending the lethal arms over there. And then, of course, their own paper says, but that's all we can say. And then we're back to the same premise, that in 2015, the GDP of Israel was $299 billion. And now we see that they're also accepting hundreds of millions of dollars for this Iron Dome system, and then is reselling the same Iron Dome system. So all it is that the United States is facilitating Israel's arms sales.
And do you know that by our own foreign policy guidelines, we're not allowed to give foreign aid to any nation with undeclared supplies of nuclear, biological, or chemical weapons, of which Israel has all of the above and has never declared? So it's in violation of our own foreign policy guidelines?
Right. And then, of course, we're back to the same thing, though, Jim, is that we have millions of Americans that are homeless, that are starving. We have near 95 right. million people that are jobless. And then with Trump and his so-called border wall, the first ones getting the contract is who? Israeli firms.
It's outrageous. It's outrageous. We have to do plenty at home to make repairs and to look after our own. And all this stuff of helping Israel is absurd when Israel has used and abused the United States. For example, in 1967, it attacked and nearly sank the USS Liberty. That was in order to try to draw the United States into the side of Israel in the Six-Day War. But Moshe Dayan was able to dispatch the Arabs in short order. Lyndon Johnson was deeply involved in that, Keith. He actually, when the area commander sent American fighters to protect the Liberty, Lyndon had them called back. He was a despicable man, and as I've said before, he was the prime player in the assassination of JFK. He forced himself on the ticket in Los Angeles in 1960, threatening to expose that Jack had Addison's disease and wasn't expected to live a long, healthy life, that he cavorted with beautiful women, some of whom were spies from East Germany. This was information he'd been given by J. Edgar Hoover. He also told Bobby that if he weren't on the ticket, then any legislative proposal sent down by the White House would be dead on arrival because he, as a powerful majority leader of the Senate, would bottle him up. Jack had already invited Stuart Symington to be his running mate and gave him overnight to think about it. He had to rescind it, the only time in his life he had to do that. The following day, when it was announced, a rich supporter of Lyndon burst into the Johnson's week cursing and swearing because now LBJ was going to help JFK become elected. Bobby Baker took him into a bedroom and explained what they had in mind. He came out all smiles and said he thought that was an excellent plan. Bobby Baker would later declare publicly that JFK would not live out his first term and would die a violent death. Lyndon Johnson would send his chief administrative aide, Cliff Carter, down to Dallas to make sure all the arrangements were in place for the assassination.
Right. Well, I guess that's where I feel like I've been kind of lucky, because living in Las Vegas when I grew up there, we lived next to Nellis Air Force Base, and you met a lot of people. My best friend, of course, his older brothers were from Vietnam, and of course when they came back, if you want to call it PTSD or what like that, but I used to watch them beat the crap out of my best friend, and I don't know if that's just war fatigue or whatever like that, you know, but taking it out on their own brother there. But, you know, this is what I see, what is systematically wrong. It's just like when I look at the things that are going on in the world, I don't know if you want to call these distractions. Like right now, they want to get rights for sex robots. And they're citing the fact that one of them was abused and left dirty. I mean, it's, for God's sakes, and it's an inanimate object. And then, of course,
that's right. That's right.
Now we have this BS about this guy over in China that to solve his prostate itch, he shoved 3 feet of cord up his penis. I mean, do people actually? I mean, it's like going through a supermarket checkout stand and you've got a National Enquirer, but it's like the news is that way, that people are so distracted by this crap news, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was going to say another one here on one of my other flashbacks there. I had put here again that the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has black prisons where many people and political dissidents, enemies of the state, are systematically tortured. And then I put, wait, damn, that was the United States. My bad. And, of course, this is where it says Trump is poised to lift the ban on the CIA's black prison sites. And it's no different than when the two psychiatrists were paid $82 million, I believe it was, to formulate the torture program, in which Trump has given them a free pass now, too. But anyway, we have another break coming up here, Jim. We'll be right back, okay? Anyway, if you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Radio, when double talk is all you get, and you wanna.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We're talking with Jim Fetzer. And Jim and I have been discussing here the fact of all these school shootings. The other, what they call nefarious acts that have been going on in this country here for decades now. And it seems like the government noticing more and more that the people are waking up to the actual truth movement. And I'm a firm believer, I don't know if Jim is, but I believe that this fake news theory that they have now is just a way for them to eventually usher in what they call a state type of George Orwell type of only approved media.
100%, Keith, that's right. It's a second layer of deception to have phony fact checkers. These people don't investigate anything. They just take what they're told to implement to regard as true, which is the official narratives. They don't do any investigating. In the book, and I suppose we didn't go to the moon either, I had brilliant essays by one Sterling Harwood on both on Snopes.com regarding the moon landing and regarding the death of Paul McCartney, and he blew him out of the water. The fact checkers are completely phony. They're one more level of intelligence up to deceive the American people. What research would they have done to know the truth versus the false about JFK, for example, or 9/11, or Sandy Hook, or the Boston bombing? They don't know diddly.
Right. I was going to comment. I noticed that when you were talking about that on that one show I was watching too last night there, that when you were referencing the moon landing. And as I've mentioned, being in shortwave ham radio here for four decades, I have a repeater system up here in western Montana, and it's linked from the Plains area clear over to Cutbank, 127 air miles. But for our transmitter, say from the valley floor here, to go up to the mountaintop and to key up that repeater, and then also to key up its link radio to send it over to Cutbank, and then, of course, the rise time of those receivers and transmitters coming on air, there's over a half a second delay just in doing that to feed the audio through. And of course, we have Kerchunk filters on there to make sure there's filtering and everything. But anyway, back to this moon. When you listen to, say, Houston talking to allegedly some spacecraft out there in wherever land, you know, there is no delay on some of those transmissions. And sometimes NASA has their Roger beep in there, which I, on my repeater, I have what they call the rain drip. It just goes. But anyway, the point is, though, is if radio waves travel 186,000 miles per second, that means that over 200,000 miles away, that you would have over a second or so delay going there and then, of course, coming back. But then, of course, what does that do for the original thought of, say you've got three guys inside of a little compartment on a spacecraft, and NASA sends a question there, and then what do? You instantly know what's going on, or do you turn to your fellow crewmates there and discuss things first? But everything, it seems like it's scripted to the point where people don't even have to talk or anything.
It seems scripted because it was scripted. We didn't go to the moon, Keith, as you well understand.
Right.
Not the great deception.
All right, well, by the top of the hour break here is coming up. It's 3 minutes here, then we'll be right back, okay?
You got it.
All right, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in after the break there. Thank you.
Talk radio. The truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.